to be transported to a residential home for ladies, how can I say this nicely? In their golden years, somewhere in the English countryside. The Fairlight Players present a play written for radio by Elizabeth Kay, Somebody Else's Smile.
Smiling in the same way as somebody else. I have a most peculiar sensation. Smiles are produced by emotions, or so they tell me. Or maybe it's the other way round. Are you listening to me? I know you're out there, all of you. You don't fool me with your silence. No, you're there, all right, listening. Miss Bradley's voices, that's what they call you. Yes, only the other day I found myself smiling like Betty, and it started me wondering. Wondering what effect 25 years in this place might have had on me, of course. Oh, fish again. Always fish on a Friday. I don't like the way they boil it in this mill. Here, Betty, do you remember that time we had it fried with chips?
Give us the bloody salt.
What's your language, Sarah Jane?
I said, give us the bloody salt.
Here you are.
Ta. The food on the dandelion. It's Christmas.
Was it a what?
Oh, kingdom is out. In therapy. We're doing it. I'm the wizard. Betty is a witch. Costumes and all that.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Rehearsal this afternoon. Instead of bingo.
Oh, no bingo. I like bingo. When I was a little girl, my mother used to give me tuppers. And I...
No, I don't think she did.
Shut up about ruddy bingo. This is much better. There's a lion and a scarecrow and a tin woodman with great big axe.
Axe? An axe like the gardener's?
Yes! Made out of cardboard and tin foil.
I'm going to get my pudding.
Oh, sit down and wait until I finish, Betty. Then you can get mine as well.
I want mine now. I've eaten all my dinner.
Sit down. Does he kill anybody with it?
We ain't got that far yet. You could be a witch. Or something.
Oh, thank you very much, Nurse Jane.
Jam roly-poly.
I can see it's jam roly-poly. Waiting a bit longer won't kill you.
I like jam roly-poly.
Now come on, girls, eat up. You'll be here all day at this rate.
Of course, the trouble with all of us is that we've been institutionalised. They create neuroses here. They're meant to cure them. Take me, for example. Not that I'm neurotic. I had a bit of trouble with my legs. That's why they put me in here. No room in an ordinary hospital at the time, see? Been here ever since. It's not just a geriatric unit either. You know what I mean? Some of the patients are a bit funny. Yes, that's right. Psychiatric. 25 years ago I came. Paranoid schizophrenia. Pernicious anemia, they used to call it. But as I was saying, when I found myself smiling like Betty, I started to wonder. The people you're surrounded by must eventually have some effect on you. It's a secretive sort of smile. Maybe it's got something to do with the job in the kitchen they've given her recently. I don't know. She's a bit simple. That's why I tell her what to do most of the time. It's easy for her, but I won't take any nonsense. She has her moments, mind you, She will get me digestives instead of bourbons when I send her to the shop. I've told her often enough how I detest them. I'm not sure whether she does it deliberately or she just forgets. It'll be quite a laugh seeing her dressed up as a witch. She'll never remember her lines. But I quite fancy a go at it myself. The Tin Woodman sounds more, in my mind, one of the major parts. Yes, I can see myself as the Tin Man.
I'm not sitting next to her. She's messy. Look, she's spilled her paint water already. Clean it up, you filthy thing.
Miss Jones had an accident, Nurse.
Had a lovely slice of bacon with my breakfast. All crisp it was, with a bit of fried bread. I do like some nice piece of fried bread.
You mustn't lick that sticky paper. You'll catch cancer of the tongue. I read it.
I'm going. I'm not sitting next to her.
No, you're not, Agatha. Sit down. We're going to go through the pantomime this afternoon. June, you're Dorothy, so you sit over here. You've just been whirled through the air by a hurricane, and you're in this field in Munchkin Land with the yellow brick road stretching before you.
What?
You've just been... Oh, never mind. Page 6.
Goodbye, Scarecrow. Goodbye, Tin Woodman.
6, not 60.
Oh. Oh, Toto, that flying through the air quite took my breath away. I wonder where we could be.
Munchkin, welcome to Munchkin Land.
No, no, Daphne. Munchkin is your name. You don't read that bit.
Munchkin, welcome to Munchkin Land. You have killed the Wicked Witch of the East and released your people from... What page are we on, Nurse?
6, Daphne. Just read the part I've underlined in green. Miss Bradley! Well, well, well. Sarah Jane did say you seemed interested, but you can't always believe what... Well, look, have a chair. Yes, sit down. Well, what we do need is a monkey.
Oh, the budgie's enough.
No, no, in the pantomime. I wondered if you'd be one of the monkeys.
Well, not really. I mean, it's a bit degrading being a monkey, isn't it? I'll just watch. Don't mind me.
There are plenty of other parts left. How about a witch?
Oh, it couldn't be the same thing as Betty. Whatever would you think?
Well, is there anything you'd like to be?
I could be the Tin Woodman. You know, the one with the axe.
The Tin Woodman it is. Sit over there, would you? You don't come in till a bit later. Right, Munchkin, page 6.
Scarecrow. I'm just an old scarecrow and I haven't any brains.
Poor Scarecrow.
Hang on a minute.
Can you tell me where I am?
In the therapy room. Where do you think?
Sarah Jane, will you go off and do some knitting or something? We don't need the wizard until a lot later.
I can't knit like I used to. Arthritis it is in the fingers. I used to like some bit of knitting.
It was quite a surprise.
It isn't like her at all.
Joining in it isn't. Trouble's always been more in Miss Bradley's line. Oh, she'll be having some other motive, you mark my words.
Oh, I don't know. I believe she's genuinely interested.
The only genuine thing about her is a walking stick. I wouldn't trust her an inch. Not an inch.
Oh, come on. She's harmless.
Well, Betty gets on well with her, I suppose.
Was Betty ever in service?
A lot of them were. I'm not sure about Betty. Her records got lost.
There are times when I wonder whether she thinks she's Miss Bradley's personal maid.
Oh, the two of them seem to thrive on it. I wish there were a few more friendships like that around the hospital.
Why was Betty admitted in the first place?
I don't know. The records got lost.
Nobody knows why she's here.
No. We don't know why quite a few of them are here. Sarah Jane! What are you doing?
Nothing.
You put something in your pocket.
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on now.
No.
I see. It must be nearly time for your bath.
I swapped it for 10 thanks with Miss Bradley.
You can't do that.
I have.
But you can't. It's not allowed. Oh, you'd better have a few words with Miss Bradley.
I'd rather have the thanks.
And I'd rather you had a bath. Oh, go and find Nurse Hutchinson, will you? And tell her what's happened. Maybe she'll be able to pop you in the next cubicle along. And you can keep the cigarettes.
Oh, ta-ta.
I wonder what she did have in her pocket.
I'll have a look when she's asleep. I'm not going to try and force her to do anything she doesn't want to. She must be all of 6'3".
And a good 16 stone.
Now, Betty.
But she hasn't found my soap yet.
I said she can go.
Oh, it's all right, Betty. I found it. Under my saddle.
Oh, right then.
Bath cube? Bath cube? What do you think I am?
Swapping baths for cigarettes is not allowed, you know. Swapping baths for anything is not allowed.
I didn't mean to upset anyone.
There's such thing as a rota.
I am sorry. Really. The walls are terribly thin in here, aren't they?
Well, and when this virgin came down from HMS, and when the ball was so virgin was fallen when she left, six involved in your father.
Terribly. No, don't ball. Do it again.
If you don't get shanked, then you can't be nice.
Yes, I know which of the nurses don't like me. I'm too outspoken, you see. They think I don't know all about their little conspiracies, but I do. I overheard Nurse Hutchinson telling Dr. Schwartz that I was one of the difficult ones. Well, there's a lie for a start. It all accumulates, and before you know where you are, somebody tells somebody else, and you've got a reputation. I think I'm being very cooperative in therapy, being the Tin Woodman and all that. I have a theatrical background, you know. My mother was on the stage before she stopped talking to everyone. Not a word to anyone for the last 20 years of her life. I nursed her till she died, of course, despite the problem with my legs. They still haven't got to the root of the trouble after all these years. I usually have to walk with a stick, and steps pose nasty problems. But I do know something about the theatre. Out, out, damn spot, and all that. I quite agree. It's a farce, all this, not a pantomime. My axe, for instance. Cardboard and sellotape, painted silver. Very amateurish. Realism. That's what's needed. Realism. Oh, yes. I think I might see if I can get hold of the gardener's axe and effect a little substitution. That would make the Tin Woodman a lot more convincing, wouldn't it? Better than the witches, anyway.
Oh,
never mind. That is only the third today.
Three treacle tarts, please.
You have to wait.
And what would you be doing in the kitchen, Sarah Jane?
Nothing.
What with you then?
Two with custard and one without.
You'll have to wait a minute.
What's this? Looks like the stuff Samantha puts in the bottom of the budgie's cage.
Treacle tart. I didn't make it.
Sarah Jane, out. Looking for help, are you?
Yeah. Pass us the spatula thing.
Enjoying the rehearsals?
Yeah.
Much, do you, Betty?
No.
Don't like talking to people.
Not much point. Can you lift that bacon out of the pan?
Why isn't there much point? Actions speak louder than words to you, do they?
You could say that.
In that case, would you like me to carve the bacon?
Okay.
Knife?
No, sorry. One with custard and two without.
Is it usually in this drawer?
Yeah.
Does the custard have skin on it?
Well, it's not here now. Oh, Sarah Jane must have been at her tricks again. I thought it was a bit odd her in the kitchen. Now, I wonder what she'd be wanting with a knife.
Here you are.
But there's custard on all of them.
I'll just have to ring them, I suppose.
I'm sorry, Anne. I'm sure you'd be very good as Dorothy, but we just couldn't move the wheelchair about the stage. It's impossible, Anne. You're doing a wonderful job here already painting this scenery for us. What would we do without you? This emerald city of yours is fantastic. Look, put a bit more green in it there.
Clumsy bugger.
Sarah Jane, that's enough. Go and find Nurse Hutchinson and ask her if the PA has arrived from the main hospital.
It hasn't.
How do you know?
Saw her coming back a few minutes ago. They say they need it themselves.
Oh, Jesus, how are we ever going to hear any of them? The only one audible without amplification is the Tin Woodman.
Search me.
And I wonder what would happen if I did, Sarah Jane. Do you think it might throw any light on the inexplicable disappearance of three pairs of scissors from the sewing cupboard? Oh, it makes you want to give up. We're always the last in line for everything. No money, no materials, no facilities, and petty differences of opinion on policy screwing up the one thing that doesn't cost anything. Cooperation. You'll just have to all speak up. Where are you off to, Betty?
Miss Bradley wanted a cup of tea.
Miss Bradley can have it at the same time as everybody else.
Do I have to wear this? What is it?
It's a monkey mask. You tie it at the back. Come here a minute.
Oh, God, please!
You're trying to put your nose through the hole for the mouth.
Oh, I don't like it very much.
You only have to wear it for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, treacle tart for dinner today.
Right. Page 31. I want you all standing up, facing down the room. Where's the witch?
Over here.
No, the other one.
Gone into withdrawal.
Oh, hell. What a time to choose. Sarah Jane, go and see if you can find us another witch. Not Penelope. Not now, Samantha. There's a good girl. Oh, an assistant. Samantha!
I'm going. I don't feel well.
It isn't time to go yet, Agatha.
No, I don't feel well.
Oh, is it time to go now, then?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Oh, shut up, Sarah Jane. Have you found me another witch yet?
No.
Oh, well, I suppose it might be an idea to have someone in it who knows what's going on. I'll be the other witch. Couldn't you do something like that when you melt away?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, girls, page 31.
I am going to throw... Oh, may I sit down, please, Nurse? My heart's given me a bit of bother.
There you are, June.
Thank you. I am going to throw this bucket of water over you, you wicked thing.
No, no, not that. Oh, I'm melting away.
Scream! Or something, Betty.
Hey?
You're melting away. Sound upset about it.
Oh.
Have you ever seen anything so ridiculous as the principal character having to sit down on a chair halfway through because she's got a bad heart? Favouritism, of course. They won't let me sit down, and I've got a genuine disability. There's nothing much wrong with her. Yes, I was going to tell you, that axe. I did have another look at it today. Well, I slipped into the gardener's hut and picked it up, actually. They've lost the key to the hut. Lucky that. It's quite heavy, with a long wooden handle. I lifted it onto my shoulder and stood there being the Tin Man. It makes you feel very mechanical being the Tin Man. As though you're waiting for somebody to press the button and then crash! Down comes the axe. Being the Tin Man makes you more immobile than anyone else in the production, if you can grace it with a title like that. When I walk across the dining hall, I can feel my tin joints creaking and grinding. It's as though this trouble with my legs has fitted me for the part. You see, I know what it feels like to have metal limbs. The way it slows you down, stiffens you. There isn't much difference between having my complaint, whatever it's called, and being made of tin. Mind you, the Tin Man has an important omission under that reflective shell. A heart. I find that quite amusing, although I couldn't say why. It gets me smiling like Betty. They sew one on me eventually. A heart. Penelope made it. Red satin. It's a pincushion, really. But then all hearts are, aren't they? Oh, hello. What do you want?
Having one of your chats with yourself, are you?
Sarah Jane!
Oh, blooming egg. What?
Have you seen Nurse Hutchinson's watch?
No, not me.
You're quite sure now. I know full well you were fibbing and not having anything in your pocket the other day.
Huh.
I gave it back to the gardener. He was very worried. Losing his key meant he had to leave his shed unlocked. Now, you behave yourself, Sarah Jane. There's a couple of ladies coming on a visit later, and one of them was talking about donating a minibus to the hospital. Don't you go spurting away their handbags or anything. We can't afford to pass up a minibus. God knows it's the only way we'll get one. We're not exactly a priority over here. Small, geriatric annexes seem to have a talent for being forgotten. You'll be good now.
Blimey liberty going through me from while I was asleep.
So they got the key back?
In a manner of speaking.
I don't quite follow. Either they have or they haven't.
I got another one cut on one of them shopping expeditions. Didn't spend me time in the nick for nothing. 40 players.
40 players? Anyway, why would I want it?
How one of your little conversations with yourself in the bath, didn't you? I heard. I keep me ears open. 40 players.
Very well.
No, no. You get the key after I get me fangs, Miss Bradley.
Miss Bradley? As if Mrs. was some sort of status symbol. Well, it's no secret how long her marriage lasted. 8.5 hours or thereabouts. Didn't like him very much after all, so she says.
What did she want?
Nothing.
Therapist sent me to look for you. Rehearsal.
Oh.
Well?
What?
Are you coming?
I'll come when I'm ready to come.
Right.
Don't you go telling her that. I don't trust you. You don't know the meaning of tact.
Right.
I do wish she'd stop saying right to everything I say. I could have been married several times, of course. I was quite a beauty when I was younger. Good bone structure. But I never fancied marriage. Imagine sharing your toothpaste with somebody else. Oh, disgusting. My mother used to say to me, if you see a man, run. None of them are any good. Possibly she was a little hard. You've got to move with the times. I suppose I must have had a father somewhere, although she never mentioned him. I didn't like to ask. Even the grocer's boy used to upset her. Miss Stanley has got a little too involved with her part. Identified with it, you see what I mean? Very reluctant to take off her costume and growls at the nurses. I asked her what had happened to her pride and she said, over there. She's even losing her grip of the language, you see. I think they ought to withdraw her. Before you know where you are, Betty will be going out on the shopping expeditions in her witch's bag. Just think of the sort of reputation she could get this place.
We're off to the wizard. A wonderful wizard of Oz. He really is. He's the wizard of Oz. If ever a wizard there was, the wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does.
Growl, lion.
Don't you dare to bite my Toto. You should be ashamed of yourself, a big animal like you.
I didn't bite him.
But you tried to. You're nothing but a big coward.
I know.
Well, start crying, lion.
I've got a page missing. Hello, everybody. And what are we doing today?
They're rehearsing the pantomime.
How lovely. The vicar was saying to me only the other day, I wonder what those poor souls have in the way of entertainment at Christmas.
Oh, we get in a few crates of beer on Boxing Day and have a whale of a time.
I believe he was thinking more along the lines of the carol service. The scouts are quite enthusiastic, I think.
I put on a lovely clean pair of knickers today. Peach silk they are. Have a look.
Yes.
You get used to their little ways. They can't help it, poor lambs.
Nice, aren't they?
You condescending bastards. You think you're on another planet, don't you? Where you can't catch this sort of thing. Well, don't you be too sure. Doesn't always take very much to tip the scales. And then you'll be just like the rest of us, waiting for the visits from relatives that get fewer and fewer until they don't come anymore. all your worldly possessions in a wardrobe and an armchair to sit on until you die, when it gets taken over by someone else. Your friends wouldn't stand by you either, believe me.
Jesus would stand by you, my dear. Jesus is your friend too.
Oh, God.
Sarah Jane!
Get her out of here.
Didn't we mean to see Mrs. Kilpatrick, Emily?
Why don't you take a look at the grounds? There's not much out at this time of year, but it's very nicely landscaped and...
Thank you. That would be most interesting.
If you go that way... Oh, there's Nurse O'Hara. Cooey! Can you show these ladies the chrysanthemums?
I thought they'd finished. Oh, hello. You'll be the lady who's donating the minibus. Oh, marvellous. I just can't tell you how much it will mean to us. You've met the girls, have you? Yes. Well, they can take a bit of getting used to. They're darlings, really. Is there anything wrong?
No.
And you still have your handbags.
Handbags?
Yes. Ah, good. Sarah Jane will have behaved herself then. You'll be coming to the pantomime.
Oh, well.
Oh, you must come to the pantomime, really.
I think perhaps we will. One shouldn't be too influenced by first impressions, should one?
No. If you don't mind my asking, the minibus,
I haven't actually come to a decision on it, you know. I did have another charity in mind.
Oh, mercy, I'm sorry. I just assumed.
I have to be certain in my own mind that the bus will go to those who need it the most. Patients who will benefit from getting out and about in the real world. I'm sure the play will prove to be just the thing to convince me how responsible and capable they all are, don't you think?
Yes!
I've been watching the rust, and I think I've got it beaten. It's not getting any worse anyway. Insidious, that's what it is. You get up in the morning and there's this little pile of red dust on the floor. Very messy. I've been sweeping it under the bed. Cleaner hasn't said anything yet. You think she'd notice, wouldn't you? She can't be very thorough. Listen. See, she doesn't move any of the furniture out of the way. Yes, yes, I can get the axe. I got it all worked out. I still think 40 players was rather expensive, but she wouldn't budge. I just hope the gardener doesn't hear me, because I make quite a lot of noise these days, being ticked. Sarah Jane was a surprise to us all yesterday, wasn't she? Fancy her coming out and all that. The visitors were missed up there. Such a nice couple. I have all the bread. I told them about the rust and how I was coping with it. The tall one suggested I see Dr. Schwartzbach, but that's pointless. I mean, he has to get the gardener to help him start his car sometimes. I don't think he can be very mechanically minded. I was having such a nice chat, and then that wetty came up and interrupted. Awfully pleased. So I just turned and walked off, deliberately making as much of a racket as possible. Believe me, a bit of pressure in the right direction can really get that metal going. It sounded just like Dustman Day. I was reading an article on metal fatigue this morning. It can be very nasty. But it's just as well to be prepared for these things. Then you can recognise the symptoms before it's too late to do anything about it. Very important to recognise the symptoms before it's too late. Oh, good. We can hear ourselves think now, can't we?
It is too late. I've been looking everywhere for you. Got a light?
You know I don't smoke those filthy things. Too late for what?
Tea.
Oh. Sometimes I think you smoke those just to annoy me.
I've got a match, Penelope.
Sarah Jane's still in the sick ward?
Yes, they're changing her sedatives. You've missed your tea.
I know I've missed my tea.
All right, doesn't take much to irritate you, does it? Her, for instance, she gets on your nerves worse than the lot.
Rubbish. Betty's my best friend.
Oh, yeah. You've got a screw loose.
Where? I mean, I...
Now, girls, what would you be doing in the dormitory? It's tea time.
Will Sarah Jane be well enough to be the Wizard of Oz tomorrow?
Oh, yes. They put her back to rights again. Now look, the lady from the church will be watching tomorrow, and I'm hoping we can show her a thing or two. Maybe she'll give us that minibus. I think she probably felt it was a bit risky taking people like Sarah Jane to the Natural History Museum. All those children. Now how would she be knowing that Sarah Jane wouldn't hurt a fly? Are you all prepared for the big day?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. I'd go over your lines this evening if I were you. You don't want to get rusty.
Oh, no, I'm not rusty.
Well, I must be getting on. I'm sure the pair of you will give us a performance we'll remember for a long time.
Don't worry.
Did you remember the Bourbons, Betty?
Here you are.
They're digestives.
I'm so sorry we're late. The traffic was appalling. I expect it started.
It's been on for a bit.
A success, do you think?
Definitely. If you'd like to sit over there.
I would only help you if you do something for me first. You must kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
But I can't.
Miss Bradley's been very good. Have you ever noticed how like Betty she looks when she smiles?
Well, now you come to mention it, she does, doesn't she?
You killed.
Isn't that odd?
The Wicked Witch.
Probably comes of being such close friends all these years.
Answer. Oh, blast.
Trust Sarah Jane.
Oh dear, whatever shall I do?
Who is to be next?
Me? I'm just a poor scarecrow, and I wondered if you could give me some brains. Stick to the script, Sarah Jane.
You must help Dorothy kill the Wicked Witch of the West. Then I will grant your request.
Your next lion?
I would like to ask the Great Oz to give me some courage.
Page 47.
My answer to you is the same. Kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
Now you, Tinkerbell. I have no heart, therefore I cannot love. Give me a heart, O wizard.
Dorothy and her friends travelled many miles until they came to the land of the Winkies. There, the Wicked Witch was waiting for them with her telescope.
Aha! I see them now. I must summon the Winkies to capture them for me.
My God, look! It's the gardener's axe. Quick!
Mother of Jesus, so it is!
How should I know what is waving the axe in the air like that? Nurse, have you got a light? Nurse! Well, I never.
Mary Bradley, give that to me. Immediately.
Oi! Who's changed the script without telling me?
Give me that axe.
Oh, go on, give it to her. And then we can get on with the play.
But I am the Tin Woodman and I haven't got a heart. I wanted to kill the witch.
Dorothy will kill the witch with a bucket of water. Give it to me, please.
Calm down, Betty.
But the bucket's empty. It won't work.
It's only a pantomime. Come on.
Get on with it.
Get on.
Don't be silly. You have a wonderful friendship.
That's how most of us get here. Being told what we think and how to think it.
Nobody asked you.
She was going to chop me in half, wasn't she? Just like a piece of cheese.
No.
I knew, you know. All the time I knew. You see, I saw her smiling like me. If she smiles like me, she must think like me. And if she thinks like me, it stands to reason that she must want to do away with me. Me. I had it all planned. I've got this knife, see? I was going to do it in the interval, before she had to go at me.
Betty, you weren't! And I thought you were my friend!
It's the missing kitchen knife, isn't it? May I see?
Here you are.
Thanks.
Go on, give her the axe.
I wasn't going to use it anyway. I just wanted to give you a fright.
And the key, please.
Oh, right.
Well, we'll have the interval now, shall we?
Were you really going to stab me? Like on the telly?
Yeah.
Fancy. When I was the Tin Man, I was going to chop you in half. Tin Men do things like that all the time.
But you're not the Tin Man any longer.
No.
I've got a packet of bourbons in my wardrobe.
Really?
Come on.
No, you go get them. Oh, just do as I tell you, Betty. It's much better.
Oh, it'd be nice if they made a bit of a special page about things occasionally.
What are you going to do with them?
Do with them? Nothing.
Nothing? Aren't they, dangerous?
No, it's all fantasy. They'd never have actually harmed one another in 100 years.
I really don't think that these people are the sort who would behave responsibly in a public place.
This doesn't happen every day, you know.
Nevertheless, it would be on my conscience if anything did happen. No, I'm sorry.
I see. Well, goodbye then.
Goodbye!
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think it would have stayed a fantasy?
Everybody has fantasies. Particularly about those they're close to. Not always pleasant ones. Betty are just more honest about it than the rest of us.
Well, we've known each other a long time.
25 years. I'll go back and write out that check.
They've arranged a trip to Brighton on Saturday in a new minibus. Are you listening? I know you're there, all of you. You don't fool me with your silence. Yes, I did say Brighton. I'm going, of course, and they've included Betty, although how she'll benefit from a day at sea is beyond me. She can't even swim. I used to be a wonderful swimmer. Good for the constitution, my mother used to say. She pushed me in the deep end of the corporation baths, and I learned pretty fast, I can tell you. It's the best way. They've got a pier at Brighton, haven't they?
You have been listening to Somebody Else's Smile by Elizabeth Kay. The play was directed for the Fairlight Players by Keith Miller and featured Kerry Gentleman as Mary Bradley, Annie Edwards as Sarah Jane, Claire Murray as Betty, Wendy Hatch as the therapist, Ashleen Tigwell played Nurse O'Hara and the First Lady. Vicky Miller played June and the Second Lady. Lynn Smith played Agatha, Daphne and Meg. Charlotte East played Penelope, Amy, Miss Stanley and Anne. Sound effects were sourced by Andrew Meir and Keith Miller. Keith Miller played the piano, badly. The play was recorded under COVID-19 restrictions in small, socially distanced groups and by individuals over several sessions. And the whole thing was stitched together in the editing studio by Keith Miller. Keith Miller is now going to lie down in a dark room. Fairlight Players will return with another radio play, Sacred Heart by Duncan Turner. So, watch your space, and in the meantime, keep smiling.